of dispatch service agreement.
I make a motion that we approve the dispatch agreement with the contingency of a rewrite and renewal of the Tremont Water Authority MOU by January 28th, which will include a concise plan on how dispatch will be covered in the future.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second.
Can you say, is there any further discussion?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
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 Roll call vote.
I think you should, it does involve finances, so I do a roll call on it.
Councilman Muggs?
Yes.
Councilman Hall?
Yes.
Councilman Atkinson?
Yes.
Councilman Allen?
Yes.
Councilman Nelson?
Yes.
Motion passes. Okay, moving on. Discussion possible action on resolution R-26-01, holiday hours.
Okay, but do we need to follow the chief clerk on the first side?
Yes.
The only motion for the closed door session, do we need to...
I need to clarify.
Sorry.
The closed session, state is incorrect. It needs to be 32-4-051C.
Well, it's not. Is that a problem?
Mine.
Can you hear me now? Okay. I need to change that to a C instead of a D. That's the gist of it. Okay, there you go. It's fixed.
Okay. Very good. Okay. We've got discussion of possible action on resolution R-26-01, holiday hours.
Yes, I have a concern with this. The way this is rewritten does not match the police guidelines for Tremonton, and I motion that we table this until it has been rewritten so that our officers get the proper amount of holiday pay.
So what's different in that? Can you point that out, please?
Yes. In the new one, it states that each employee shall receive a maximum of 8 hours of holiday pay.
Right.
Patrol officers work 12-hour shifts, and if they're working 12-hour shifts on a holiday, they should be getting paid 12 hours of holiday pay.
Isn't that what 702B says?
Well, let me look. No, 7B definitely says each regular employee shall receive no more than 8 hours of holiday pay per holiday.
But because of...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, you're right.
Okay, just checking.
Nope, you're absolutely right, and I didn't notice that, so I think it's fine, actually.
Okay.
And C. Okay, you're right, I'm wrong.
Well, it's okay. That should be kind of what that is what we're talking about.
You're right.
See, I don't know. I didn't compare Tremont.
Tremont, that is Tremont's. That is the police way, right? Is whatever they work. Yeah, I have that right here.
So for example,
it's the same. It's the same.
All officers in the school who work 8 hours, you get 8 hours of holiday. They're detectives, you know, intense, they get 10 hours.
Yeah, and it says right here. So I thank you for checking that. We would have been changing things unnecessarily. It's been a rough month.
Okay, so
Yeah, I think it's good.
Okay.
That was my only concern.
Motion to pass resolution R26-01 for the amending the Garland City Employee Handbook to clarify the holiday pay compensation.
Second. Have a motion and a second.
Discussion.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, let's do a roll call vote.
Yeah.
Is there a favor?
Councilman Lynch?
Yes.
Councilman Hall?
Yes.
Councilman Allen?
Yes.
Councilman Nelson?
Yep.
Did I miss you?
Nope. Yes, you did.
Councilman Hall? Yes.
And that's, it'll say if it's a roll call.
Okay.
All of them have had that.
Okay. Motion R-26-01 passes.
All right, moving on. Discussion on the America 250 celebration.
Well, the only discussion that we've had with our last, since our last meeting was, I had a meeting with the county. That will be Thursday, January 15th with Joanne Hammer, the tourism director, which I'm hoping, because I've got this email that we have received the grant. I haven't received word if we're getting it or not.
Okay.
So that will be then, and then we've got a meeting that will be coming up. I will schedule that tomorrow. It's going to get scheduled today, but it didn't happen. So that's all that we've got so far that. But it will be at the park. That was discussed and decided it will be the park that day. So Crystal, can we get that on the park schedule that we want the park on July 5th?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have all the help you need for that so far?
Yeah, for today I do, but okay. I might not tomorrow.
And it's going to be on Sunday the 5th?
Right.
At 5 o'clock?
Yes.
Because that's how this whole thing's set up.
Yep.
Okay, new business, consideration of possible action on the development agreement with Kirchner Land Management Incorporated for Magnolia Farms.
And that's what Val's been waiting for. Yes.
Okay, Mayor, members of the council, this item is only brought to our attention more recently when it was identified that the farms subdivision, that property, had never actually undergone a rezoning. It was at a time where there were some provisions in the code that loophole that let them develop different, just property in the Sunset Quarter, the Crestor. So what happened was this happened December 2021, and a motion was made that they need to finalize a sketch plan and a development agreement. So it really is a housekeeping item because Magnolia, formerly known as Garland Village, has gotten the approvals for the plats, the building permits, and other construction. The plat has not been recorded though, so the timing was absolutely wonderful because we're able to still deal with the single owner, single property owner, who signed a development agreement that just said that they were going to develop the property according to the RFL zone, which is what they have done. So it just runs up an item that we didn't even know we've done enough. So I appreciate you guys' time on this and consideration. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
I just want to say thank you for catching us and getting us buttoned up. And the developer was fine with all of the stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess as fine as you can be, so why are we doing this? We don't own this. I said, we really didn't do this. And he understood the boilerplate that we did. We really didn't tie into anything there other than just identify that his zone is commercial, but they built it to the R12 and the R. They did have the one above it was like R2, if I remember correctly. So they were, yeah, they were really good. They signed it, and now if the council can approve it, we're able to get it recorded as we get the plat recorded as well.
Perfect. Thank you. I do not have any questions for anyone.
Does that go through planning and zoning again?
No. It's just a development agreement. They're not changing anything.
Just a housekeeping.
Yeah. This is literally buttoning up something that didn't get done previously.
So this is a possible action. What does the action need to take on this then?
We need to make a motion to approve it.
I'm going to make a motion.
done already.
Are we ready for a motion?
We're done.
I make a motion that we approve the development agreement for Magnolia Subdivision, located in the vicinity of Main Street and 1400 South. 14,000 South.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you, everything. Thank you, Doug.
Discussion possible action on ordinance 0-26-01, amending the 2026 city council meeting schedule. I do believe that we do need to change under 1-6-5A to be the first and third, not the second and fourth.
Yeah, everything else on that looks fine.
So will you change that before we get it signed?
Yeah, 1-6-5.
It says the regular meetings should conduct regular work session meetings, which shall be held on, right now it says the second and fourth Wednesdays, and we do it on the first and the third.
And then...
Two places.
Okay, perfect.
And then, yeah, just make sure we start at 6 instead of 7, that's delightful.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I make a motion that we adopt ordinance number 0-26-01, an ordinance amending section 1-6-5 of the Garland City Code to adopt the 2026 regular meeting schedule for the Garland City Council.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Good simple.
Okay, Councilman Fallon?
Yes.
Councilman Atkinson?
Yes.
Councilman Hall?
Have we fixed the second and third for the first?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, sir.
Councilman Munns?
Yeah.
Councilman Nelson?
Yep.
Ordinance number 0-26-01 passes. Discussion of possible action on resolution R-26-02, employee reimbursement policy.
I have to be honest, I haven't had time to read through this.
I haven't either.
I don't feel comfortable with it.
Does the mayor, as the approval official, like if they, do they have to get approval ahead of time before they do training?
Generally, I think they do.
I would think so.
Yeah, I think they do.
I'm with Jeanette. This was not the biggest fire.
Yeah, it was not this week.
On my stove this week, and I did not look at this. I'm not prepared to look at it
until next time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry.
You make a motion?
Yes. I make a motion that we table resolution number R-26-2.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
R-26-02 has been tabled. Let's see. Discussion of possible action on ICS courses.
We don't need to do that one.
Yeah, I'm taking that. Okay. Discussion of possible action on PO number 8334, refurbishing football helmets.
Is this the only bid, or this is just the one that you wanted?
This is what I want to do. If I send it right now, they're $75 a piece. They go with that, I have to pay shipping back and forth.
And this is one
to the other one?
I mean, they don't pay the wrong, no shipping charges, and they expect that I was going to get on one of these new refurbished, it'll be for $45 to $55. That's why it's got a little with the
pressure.
Here's the number one question. Is this behind your budget?
Yes, it is.
I make a motion that we approve PO number 8334 for football helmets refurbished in the amount of, for 32 helmets to be refurbished in the amount of $990 to $1,210.
I'll second that.
Yeah, motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
PO number 8334 passes. Moving on. Discussion of possible action on PO number 7877, Light Signs and Graphics.
So I have a question. You said you had two bids. Is this the one you want? Is that why you only got this one?
Yeah, I communicated with these more. The other one, I talked to them, and it was $1,300 more.
Which is pretty significant when this is $2,000.
And then the third one, we backed out, and they didn't want to propose it.
Okay, anything comes out of your budget? Hey, we gotta ask, you know.
That works.
Okay, I make a motion that we pass purchase order number 7877. Graphics, the amount of $2,043. Sorry, said that, got tongue-tied.
I second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
I have a question. Sorry. So Shannon, this just says lamination one-sided. What does that mean?
Well, what it is on the lamination side, they made it so that it's supposed to hold up for like 10 years. They didn't laminate the backside of it because it's going up against the signs themselves.
Okay. So the back will be protected?
You don't need anything on the backside.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Does that mean that you just got another motion?
No, you just passed it. Okay, motion and second and discussion.
Jim?
Maybe we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
PO number 7877 passes. Discussion of possible action on the box drain. Chief's still here?
Yeah.
There he is.
So I'm not sure why that's on there. It's a drain that we have scheduled to infra, so it's free. Mm-hmm. It's the name of the class is technically, it's called Big Pack, Big Box.
You come up here so I can hear you. Thank you.
I'm not sure why I got wrong. We talked about it, I think we just presented to the council because it was coming. It's put on by UFRA, the Utah Fire Academy. Training on what we call Big Box buildings, which is Lakeshore. And so they're going to come in and teach. We actually are invited players, which would be us, Brandon and Tremont, for the most part, because that's who would end up calling for that, and then any other agencies, if we have room, they can put 25 people. Part of the discussion at one point was I wanted to maybe try and get this, like, city council and mayor, like, I don't know, maybe we can do, but it would give you guys an understanding of what we're going up against there. Other than that, it's free course as far as UFRA goes.
When is it?
The 28th. I think that's a Saturday of February. Yeah, it's a one-day class. I think it's we do talk, and then we would go out to Lakeshore, and they would kind of show us ideas, whatever you want, how we're going to tackle that beast someday. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, hopefully.
So I guess we don't need to take action on that. So we're down to Mayor and City Council reports. Advocate Fire, forgive me, I haven't had time to sit down with Chief Harrington yet, and I will. Lynn is a mosquito abatement. I don't know anything about it yet, so I failed miserably there. Councilmember Allen?
I have nothing further.
Councilmember Atkinson.
Linda.
Oh, is that where we're voting on to keep Linda?
Oh, I didn't know we were voting. We had to vote on that.
Do we have to vote on that?
That's
what
I thought the mayor can appoint.
No, I was already over there.
Okay.
No, that's very straight. I was voting about it.
He was just asking, so I was just clarifying.
Okay. No, thank you, Linda. I guess it's your turn. Councilmember Atkinson.
I don't have anything today.
Okay, Councilmember Hall.
Had a brief discussion with Shannon. This is a future agenda item. It's possibly upping the amounts that he has to get approval on. Like, $100 you guys get?
Yes.
Well, but it is in this. $100, and then I'm supposed to go to the mail and get approved. I love that. How about $50? That's in the hands of $1,000 has to
I can't get any sense of my own.
Right. You look what tree lines got and stuff like that.
And that's really every department.
Yeah. We've had these discussions, we just need to get something done.
Can we just add that to the agenda that we can revisit that?
For next council.
Let's revisit that next council. Let's pull that up, pull up what we currently have. And we can have that as a discussion item.
Yeah. I'll get with Tiffany and look at
it.
Yeah, just discussion, because we don't have it decided. We haven't discussed what the balance should be, I think. That's my opinion.
So not possible action?
No, because we haven't discussed what the balance would be. There wouldn't be anything written out to approve.
I'll bring that to the attention.
Yeah, that's good point.
You could talk to Tiffany. She's researched some of that stuff.
And she wouldn't be here, so.
And then I talked to Travis. Of course, we know about the sewer leak, but he said the street's going to be down on Friday. I'm going to try and go in the afternoon and
what time are you going? Shoot me a text, I'd like to see the sewer plant.
You could go down, sure, you could set up appointments with anybody.
They'll be there all day, he said. They'll be there all day.
Oh, is that weird, but I want to see the sewer
plant? No, you should go see it.
I need to.
That's pretty interesting.
And Travis said this guy will be there all day, so.
We need to go up until the morning, not just to be out of town until after.
Okay.
So when they do the reports, you go, oh yes, that part over there.
Yeah.
The energy sensitive, you might want a pair of headphones or earplugs.
I'm already deaf, so.
Sorry, that's the people that handle it.
Pretty well.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Jim. The Councilmember Muggs.
I'm good.
Councilmember Nelson.
Okay, just to recap, this is me, Skylar, can you hear me? The dispatch service agreement was approved with the contingency of a rewrite and renewal of the MOU between Tremont and Garland Police by January 28th, which will include a concise plan of how dispatch will be funded in the future. And then, of course, the other things we've talked about. And I think that's all for me for now.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve a coding for payroll and accounts payable and utility account adjustments. I am not supposed to sign that here. I'm just signing to make sure these are those copies.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
And where are we? I'll sign those.
You don't need to do 14 and 15. Oh, you do need to do 13 now.
Request for future agenda item. Where do you have the one?
So the discussion, yeah. And then I think we also need to revisit discussion and possible action on resolution R-26-02, which is similar to what we're already discussing in the other one, so.
Right.
How do we talk about the police, getting a police board? That could be a future agenda item.
That could be in the MOU.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I speak to that real quick?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. It's actually not on the agenda.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, we gotta be a stickler for those things, because if somebody else complains and says, wait, that wasn't there, I wanted to hear that, then let's, that can be a topic of discussion. We can discuss, will you have a preliminary MOU by next meeting in 2 weeks? That's the 21st.
I don't know if that communication, so I'll make sure Chief's here real quick.
Okay, so yeah, put that as an agenda item, a review and discussion of the updated MOU.
So the fire has a portion of that fee?
Of what fee?
The dispatch fee. It's split evenly between where I was paying for part of it. So we paid for part of that too.
So you're paying for part of that $40,000?
Which is like 4,000-ish or something like that.
Okay, just don't tell me it's more than what we already marked here. My head is going to sting. Okay, perfect. That's good to know. Thank you for calling that out. I think that's all the discussion items I have right now.
I make the motion that we go into closed door session under 52-4-2051D.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second.
Because it's different stuff.
Yeah.